When I was growing up, I never, ever exercised. I didn't have any active hobbies. I didn't play any sports, nothing. I was very well known for saying, "I will run when a bear is chasing me," and never before then. This went on for about 34 years until I woke up one day with an infant, a 2.5-year-old, and a back that hurt all the time. And I realized in that moment that if something didn't change, if I didn't become stronger and more flexible, I was not going to be the kind of mother I wanted to be. The kind of mother who can chase around her kids at the park, or pick her kids up and swing them around, or sit on the floor for 5 minutes to play Legos. Now, the only option to get stronger and more flexible is exercise. But it just wasn't who I was. And we all have something like this, don't we? Something that we know, if we're going to become the person we want to be, the innovator that we want to be, this thing has to change. But even though we think about it all the time, we never make any progress. This phenomenon is what I call defensive failure, and it goes a little something like this. It's Sunday. You say to your husband or wife, "This week, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times. Then it's Friday, and you haven't been to the gym at all. It's so mysterious, right? You're like, "I meant to go to the gym. I intended to go to the gym. Why am I not going to the gym?" Now, I am a cognitive psychologist, so I did what we do best. I spent the next 3 years obsessively researching the answer to that question. Why am I not going to the gym? And what I discovered is that so much of the reason you're not doing what you say you want to do is in your mind. In fact, I found that there are 3 powerful mindset blocks that are keeping you locked in a cycle of defensive failure. And if any one of these is in play, your brain defends you against real failure, which is where you do it, but you do it really bad, by redirecting you and distracting you, and you never make any progress. So let's talk about each one.